Hey, who's messing with your Netflix stream? If you watch on your phone or your tablet using AT&T or Verizon wireless networks, maybe you noticed that the quality of your House of Cards binge hasn't been all that great recently. Well, people were pointing fingers at AT&T and Verizon, but it turns out it was Netflix altering the stream rate all along. Well, joining us now with more is Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. Mike, great to have you back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay, so first of all, throttling. What is it?
So throttling is basically means to lower the resolution of the video that you see on your phone in order to not consume as much bandwidth. And the Wall Street Journal basically just called Netflix out on doing this. And so they've admitted that they have been capping video streams at 600 kilobytes per second. Now, what does that mean? That means the video is enough for what's called 360p resolution, which is basically low definition, not high definition television.
Yeah, this is a 1080p world we're living in. Come on.
Right, it is, but you know, it's also if you're watching video on your phone, you know, depending on the size of the screen, or you know, if you have old man eyes like me and need reading glasses anyway, you know, it's not necessarily something you would notice right off the bat, especially if you're watching like a YouTube video of 2 minutes. If you're binge watching on Netflix, you know, there's probably a greater chance that you did notice the video quality wasn't as good as it could be.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I mean, yes, you're right. The Wall Street Journal called out Netflix for throttling down essentially its streaming rate. But Netflix says, no, we're doing customers of AT&T and Verizon a favor because, you know, say you've got a 6 gigabyte data plan per month, just a couple hours of Netflix puts you over that limit. So they're saying, we're doing you a favor because by slowing it down, we're going to prevent you from having to pay overages.
Right. That's exactly right. That's their defense of it. And I think what people are getting a little outraged about, however, is the fact that they didn't disclose it to customers and that not all cell phone subscribers of different companies are getting that same experience. So it's kind of an uneven experience that people are getting. And, you know, Netflix hasn't really told people that they were doing this until now. So I think that's what's causing a lot of the backlash about this.
So what's the business question at the heart of the matter here? I mean, is it that, you know, a huge portion of internet traffic and a large degree of mobile traffic is video streaming, and Netflix is a big part of that, but we have data plans that don't support those demands? I mean, is there just a fundamental conflict here?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. And from Netflix perspective, you know, if you or I are watching a lot of Netflix on our phone and all of a sudden we're getting hit with these extra charges because of it, you know, it makes Netflix look less appealing, and there's a chance, you know, we might rethink that subscription if that is the way that we're watching a lot of it. So, you know, it's clearly a big issue for that they want to settle, and it's all coming out now exactly how they'll do that. They plan to introduce what's called a data saver feature on the mobile app that will allow people to basically opt into whether they want to receive the higher resolution video and potentially pay extra for it if they go over their data limit, or stick with the lower resolution and, you know, just be happy not to have to pay for it. So it sounds like a new feature they're working on now.
Well, Mike Regan is a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, walking us through the intricacies of throttling. Thanks very much, Mike.
Thank you.